From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. According to 2012 data from the U.S. Census Bureau, there are 20 million residents with disabilities living in the United States. Of that, 6.5 million people are employed. That's an employment rate of almost 33%. South Dakota has the highest disabled employment rate at 52%, and West Virginia has the lowest at 24%. Residents with disabilities in Wisconsin are employed at a rate of 37.5%. The state of Wisconsin has been trying to improve that statistic this year, starting a number of initiatives to help residents with disabilities get a job. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis talked with Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes and Wayne Ellefson of La Crosse, who owns Advertising Concepts and employs many people who are disabled. Ellefson talks about his decision to hire people with disabilities.
I've always wanted to be able to help unfortunate people that have disabilities. And when the opportunity came, Riverfront approached me. And we have jobs in my business that are not that strenuous, but it's repetitive. And it sounded like a good fit at the time. So we brought one in, and it worked good. So then at times, depending on the job loads, we've had as many as five or six, and they've done a good job each time. We've got two full-time that, they work part-time, but they've been on for a year, 2 years. One's 2 years. So he's a janitor, but he does an excellent job. I mean, you couldn't get a better person as far as keeping a place clean.
Right.
And he knows what he wants, and he's dedicated. So I think that's what it just worked out for us, and that.
What types of jobs other than the janitor do you have people doing?
Well, the janitor office does his janitorial, cleaning windows and everything. But then we do a lot of buttons. Like you wear for like festivals and stuff. We have a big button shop, so we do a lot of buttons. And what we did is one big huge national client had to have them counted 100 per color in a bag for a total of 500 per bag of five different colors. Well, we just made up a nice board, put 20 circles on it that was easy to count, and we had big boxes of the buttons in each color, and they just took out pounded 20, put them in a bag, 20. So that was one good job we did. And then one of them could actually run the button-making machines because they're automatic machines. So we kind of raised up the desk that the machines are sitting on so she'd get her wheelchair up under there. That worked out great for her. And then we do silk screening and embroidery in-house. That's where you're putting the shirts on. Well, we have big dryers where the shirts come off the end. So, like right now, one's at work today doing that. So you sit there and take the shirts off the end and fold them up nice and neat.
Okay. Could you talk a little bit about what the state has been pursuing the last year or so when it comes to people with disabilities and employment?
Governor Walker, at the beginning of the year in his State of State address, said that this was going to be the year of building a better bottom line. And that means that we are really attempting to focus on getting people with disabilities into employment in the community and having businesses understand that this is a very good business decision. It's not an act of charity. And we also want then to ensure that we are reaching out to kids while they're still in school. You know, we developed the school-to-work program in the 90s, and we talked to able-bodied kids, but we didn't talk to every kid. We should be talking to them about what do you want to be when you grow up, and how do we help get that training for you. We really want the kids to understand, all kids, that they have choices, because we all know the goal for everybody is they want to be independent, and they want to be just like everybody else. So we started that program of talking to the kids in grade 7, working with the Department of Public Instruction, and also working to ensure that their parents understand they don't necessarily lose all of their health benefits if and when their child goes to work. We explain how it all works. We then also did a pilot project called Let's Get to Work, and it's placing kids, school-age kids with disabilities in community-based employment during the summer. It's been very successful and very interesting. The pilots in the rural school districts outperformed the metro school districts. So that kind of debunks the myth that we can't make this work in rural Wisconsin. Yeah, we can. We just have to get creative. We also then do project search where kids who are entering their senior year actually take their class at a work site. There's a teacher there who helps teach them the life skills that they need, but they then also work through actual training sites of real jobs, working next to able-bodied people, gaining the skills that they will need then to take that into employment elsewhere or with the group with which they are going through project search. And that has been incredibly successful. The governor made the commitment that we will be adding 20 more sites all around the state, training kids in hospitality, restauranting, medical hospitals, a variety of different sites, giving kids the choices that they have and what they need. We also then have worked up with DVR through another federal grant called Promise. This is focusing on the older student and looking at his whole situation, like is anybody in the household working? What other services are needed? Not only coming in and helping the child get the services that they need, but wrapping around and helping take care of the whole family, to move the whole family forward. This is really, again, on the give a hand up, not a handout. And we're really excited about all the opportunities. And it's important to note from an employer's perspective that when surveyed, about 87% of the people surveyed said they would be more likely to patronize a business if they knew they hired the disabled. That's a great incentive for business owners. Get your foot traffic up. You also look at if you take into account that roughly one out of every five Americans has some type of disability. If you use that number for Wisconsin and take into account the disabled, their friends, and their family, they're looking at like a $3 trillion customer base. It makes good business sense here to be interacting with the disabled.
Wayne, from your perspective as a business owner, is it good for business?
I think so. Like I say, we don't have a real lot of traffic like a retail operation would have, but we do have quite a bit of foot traffic. And when they do, I think, yeah, it makes a positive impact, on that bottom line, because they see that, you're trying to help somebody that may not be able to find a job that fits them when we can find them that, like I say, that does fit.
You've not seen a stigma from either a coworker or, a customer that you have somebody with a disability working for you.
No, absolutely not. Like I say, the other employees, I have a few other employees, and they all get along good, especially, like I say, because we've been very fortunate to get ones that are, can communicate good, and whether in a wheelchair or whatever their disability is, they can communicate. And like I say, the fellow workers, I think I actually enjoy having them there.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne puts out a really good point. Just like able body, we need to ensure that we have these individuals in the right setting, doing the right job for what they're capable and what they're interested in. But we have found, like in the project search setting, the business had to close because they had a blizzard. And the kids who were in the project search called and said, but can we come anyway? They are so dedicated. They really want to make you proud. And so it's a great opportunity to make sure that we're giving all of our Wisconsin residents choices so that everybody has the same choices as everybody else to be independent based off what they want and what they're able to do.
Kitty Rhodes, what is the state's goal for getting the disabled employment?
Personally, we don't have a number because then that's kind of not making them have the choice. It's making sure that our goal is that every individual has had a choice, that we've discussed what are you able to do, what do you want to do, and where do you want to do it. That's what we need to ensure is happening, and let the people decide, not me making them fit into some mold.
You've mentioned some of the programs, Kitty, that the state has. Are there a number of programs that help the disabled seek employment or, identify what they want to do in life?
Yeah, and, there's we do on our state website in the Department of Health list what we have, And that's part of what Project with the Wisconsin Promise is doing. DWD has some, DVR has some. They all have a little bit different focus depending on are you an adult, are you in a child, what your income level is, et cetera. And what we're, a secondary goal is to make this a lot easier to find the services that are available. But be feel free to check the Department of Health Services to find the ones that we are using in our program that we've been discussing today.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We're talking about the issue of hiring someone with a disability. Our guests include Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes and an employer from the La Crosse area who employs someone with a disability. Wayne Ellison is owner of Advertising Concepts. Wayne, do you seek out help from the state, or in, I guess in your case you talked to Riverfront? How does that work?
They have a good program. They come in and they look at what I need the employees for. Because like Kitty said, that's, I think, is a key. You know, you got to get somebody that will fit what your what the demands are. And they do a good job of that. They send their guy in, and he looks it over, and they show him what we're going to do. And usually they'll pay part of their wages for the first few weeks on a job shadowing program, too, to make sure they can do the jobs. And then after that, then we put them on ourselves. But that way there you can see if they can handle it.
Sure.
Without, again, affecting the bottom line on the business and find out they're not going to fulfill what I need them to do.
And on the other hand, you know, that's the important part, the training part, is make sure then that we get them in the right setting.
Yep.
When someone says, you know, this just didn't work, that's usually not because the individual can't work. It's because we had the wrong place or the wrong skill.
Exactly.
So that's why we really need to make sure that we're talking about it with the individual and building not only their health care plan, but their work care plan individually based off what they can and want to do.
Exactly, Kitty. Yep.
Wayne, are you limited in the type of disability you can take in an employee?
Nope, not in any way.
Not at all.
As long as they're capable of doing it. And, of course, like you said, they do a good job of evaluating and making sure they can do it.
And you know, I absolutely agree. When the disabled are in the training program, I don't care if it takes 10 years, as long as the goal is getting them into the community employment of their choice. And if it takes long, it takes a while, but let's get them in the right place based off what they can and what they want.
People with disabilities are, you know, just like anybody else. They have different challenges, be it physical, cognitive. You know, they might need some help, you know, around the bathroom or something like that.
Yep.
And you're set up for any and all.
Yep. And just a couple little modifications, like, say, to make the jobs work for them that they're comfortable is all, usually, you know, and we're all set up for them. It isn't a lot of work to be set up for them either as an employer. I mean, it didn't cost me a lot of money to make the jobs work for them.
Kitty, are more and more employers starting to take a look like Wayne is doing in his business and saying it does make sense?
Yeah, there are. And I think a lot of it is because we're actually educating the employer community as well. And really by saying, this isn't charity. You know, this is real opportunities in a talent pool, which we haven't addressed before. And so many are like, you know what, yeah, I can do this. And so it's making that connection and actually reaching out to them, maybe even like holding employer conferences or summits to say, look, here's what we can do. Here's how it works for you as the employer. And this is why it helps you build a better bottom line.
Kitty, as you're aware now, employment has been a big issue not only in Wisconsin but across the country with the unemployment rate the way it has been for a long time. Coming down gradually, but probably not fast enough for a lot of people. Why start an effort like this in the middle of high unemployment times?
It's equal opportunity for everybody. And we should be addressing all talent pools, and every American has the right to choose work.
Is that one of the big things people with disabilities bump up against, is never knowing if they're getting that equal opportunity, I guess?
You know, in my hometown school district, we don't teach welding. So therefore, we don't have any kids, hardly, very few, who choose the career of welding. They've never seen it, and they don't know it. If I don't know what my choices are, I'm limited just by not knowing what my choices are.
Wayne, what are the biggest challenges for your business in hiring somebody with a disability?
Well, John, I don't think there's too many challenges, like I say. And Kitty, it sounds like they got such good programs because she hit on one thing. I never thought of it as charity. You know, I needed somebody to fill a job position. These people are capable of filling that job position. So it wasn't a charity decision. And there really isn't much challenges because, like I say, as long as Kitty sounds like they're doing such a good job at the state now of making sure the right person's for the right job. Because as she said, it isn't that they can't do work. It just can't do certain jobs. Just make sure in the right position and that everybody's happy.
What about wages for somebody with a disability? Are they any different than you would offer to somebody who didn't have a disability?
They're about equal, especially depending, I suppose, on where the job classifications are at. And like my classifications, they're paid about the same as any other employee. But on a different type of factory settings, it might be a different situation. I don't know. But in mine, it's about the same as I would start anybody else at. They make the same wages.
Kitty, is that pretty much true across the board in Wisconsin?
Oh, it varies depending on, you know, some of the disabled that we put in employment need a little bit more support than others. So then, you know, every salary reimbursement is kind of based off that. Our biggest goal, or personally my biggest goal, is to get the individual into the workforce so that they can move up and earn a higher income, just like the opportunities we all have.
How successful the state's efforts in the last year been?
Well, we've only been at this full force measurement since January, but the graduation project search have been very successful. The things that we have been able to measure have indicated that we are getting great turnout, and particularly like with that Let's Get to Work pilot program, where we were actually able during the summer school to prove that rural communities can participate in this as well. That's a huge myth-buster. Even that, just taking away that veil and saying this can work for every individual if we give them the choice. That's a huge step forward.
Is there anything else that either of you would like to add?
Well, just that I'm glad I hired people with disabilities because, like I said, they do a good job. And I've made a couple of good friends by hiring them. And going back to why I hired disability, I suppose make an admission is I was in special ed through all of middle school with a speech problem and stuff, and I was in special ed classes and stuff like that, and I went on to conquer that. So as Kitty said, you got to give them the opportunity to get out there and put them to work, and I think they'll achieve their goals too then.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it.
Is Wayne's a common story for employers who embrace this?
I think Wayne is a really good example of the fact that so many American families have a connection to someone with disabilities, that this is just the right thing to do because they're a valued part of our population.
Kitty Rhodes is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and Wayne Ellefson owns Advertising Concepts of La Crosse. They spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about the movement to hire more residents with disabilities in Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site also has archives of other recent editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make a suggestion for a future show, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives and photos, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.